Well, as much as any other threat, recognizing and avoiding scams has become a very necessary skill for today's retirees to develop. So today we're going to focus in on scams. We're going to share some stories about some clients that we have seen get targeted by scams, make you aware of the most common scams that are out there, but then also we're going to give you some signs to recognize these scams and some things you can do to better protect yourself. That's coming up.
Welcome to the My Retirement Clarity Podcast, where our goal is simple, to help you close the gap between what you know and what you implement. The team at J.L. Perkins Wealth Management does this by helping good people make great decisions so they can enjoy an amazing retirement. And now, here's your host and financial advisor, Lee Perkins.
Welcome into My Retirement Clarity. I'm Ben George with Lee Perkins. As always, Lee, glad to talk to you. How are you today?
I'm doing well, man. I hate that we have to discuss this kind of topic, but man, it is more and more common nowadays, and we want to make sure that the listeners to the podcast, as well as all of our clients, everybody knows what to look for, and hopefully they can protect themselves.
Yeah, it's an important topic. It's not one we want to talk about, but everybody needs to be aware of these things. I'm sure everyone's been targeted at some point. I know I have, Lee. I can probably count on two or three hands how many times I've at least been aware of a scam that was coming through. But man, I get so many calls and emails all the time that I've gotten good at just ignoring them at this point.
I think that's what a lot of people have chosen to do. If you get a phone call from a number that you don't recognize, nowadays people just don't, you know, they just don't answer the call. I don't think that's a bad thing to do.
No, not at all. Well, as we go through this today, again, as always, you can reach out to Lee if you have questions or, you know, you're concerned about potentially a scam or you received some kind of communication that maybe raises a red flag for you. Always want to get a second opinion. You can always get in touch with Lee, 478-254-3550 or online at myretirementclarity.com. But as always, you can go to talkwithjlp.com to schedule a meeting directly. Again, talkwithjlp.com. Well, let's start off, Lee, before we get into some signs and how to protect yourself, just to kind of give some examples of how common this is, because we want people to be aware of this, especially as you get close to retirement and everything's on the line. And I saw a story recently that was on CNBC of a 77-year-old widow, and really a heartbreaking story because she lost life savings of over $600,000 to a tech support scam. And I haven't personally gotten this tech support scam, but apparently this thing is pretty common right now, Lee.
Yeah, I read the story too, and it is sort of heartbreaking, and you wish that there was a family member or somebody that could have intervened in this situation, but that didn't happen. But you know, this was a 77-year-old widow, so this was an older person. That's my parents' age, and that age group person is a target. They got a target on their back, and so, you know, basically somebody was posing as a bank official, and they convinced her to wire money to this scammer, and she did it. So we actually had somebody, I had an existing client of mine who, gosh, I don't know how long ago it's been. I had a call with her, and she told me she was having some issues with her computer, and it sounded a little bit squirrely to me, and so and this lady's sharp. She is late 50s, and I said, just be careful. Make sure that you are talking to who you think you are. And she actually told me, she said, yes, she thought she was talking to Microsoft, and her quote was, these people are the bomb. And bottom line is, these folks were in her computer for a day and a half. She gave them access to just about everything she could possibly give them access to. Fortunately for her, and then she called me the next day crying because it was scammers. Fortunately for her, I guess they were inexperienced people. They didn't manage to steal any of her money. But man, you talk about an emotional roller coaster for this lady. And as she's beating herself up, that how could I be so dumb that I fell for this? But so, yeah, it's not just older folks. It can be younger folks, too. You just got to be careful.
Yeah, and there's a lot at stake, too, with these scams. I mean, from that story, the really remarkable stat was that Americans over 60, and this is just over 60. We know everybody's getting targeted of all ages. But over 60, $3.1 billion lost to cyber fraud in 2022. That number is hard to even wrap your mind around. And they really kind of I guess, group it into three categories. I don't know if you're aware of these three categories, Lee, but there's phishing, which we've heard about, right? Emails and websites. But there's also vishing, which are the phone calls, and smishing, which are texts meant to trick you. I've gotten all of them.
Yeah, I've gotten all of those too. And honestly, I've never heard of the terms vishing or smishing.
Yeah.
I just thought, you know, they're people doing what they've done for years and try to scam people over the telephone. But smishing, I don't know where that really comes from. But yeah, you got to be careful because scammers, they evolve in their techniques. And I actually saw a video on social media that was talking, I'm trying to think of exactly what it was, but it was a video of somebody talking to her mother, and her mother was like, I've had a flat tire and the repair guy's here, but they need us to send him this money. And that it was actually not her mother on the telephone. It was an AI duplication of her mother's voice. And so when she hung up the phone and then called her mom was like, hey, and so clearly it was really not her mom. So I would just say, if you get anything from somebody and there is some question in your mind, hang up and call the person back on the number that you know that they are really on.
Yeah, that's a great point. Let's talk about some of the scams that are out there, Lee. Some of the most common ones. There's another article from Reuters that had details on a lot of different scams. I'll kind of run through them. I'm curious if any of these are more common to you or that you've actually had experience with your clients. But government imposters, sweepstakes, robocalls, phone scams, then you have the computer tech support scams, grandparent scams, and even romance scams, all these different categories.
Yeah, so every once in a while you'll hear the IRS scams. They're calling and trying to say your bank accounts are going to be garnished if you don't take this action or that action. To my knowledge, the IRS is not going to call you and demand something right away. That's not really how that works. But as far as sweepstakes and romance scams, we've had clients on a couple of occasions be targets of those. So one was a client and they called me and said, Lee, I can't believe I'm telling you this, but I've actually won a sweepstakes. And I was like, really? And I've never heard of anybody I know that's won it. And I said, tell me more. And they told me that they'd won Publishers Clearing House, and I got them to talk through it a little bit, and it sounded a little bit fishy to me. So while I was on the phone, I Googled the actual Publishers Clearing House phone number, gave them that number, and I said, hey, do me a favor, call this number and ask them. He called me back 15 minutes later and said, I am incredibly embarrassed, and I was about to send those people $5,000 as some kind of retainer so they could send him $300,000. And this is a sharp, sharp guy. Like he's a C-level executive at his company, and they almost got him. And then I've had two clients fall for romance scams, and this is very common. This is probably the easier thing for a scammer to do because, boy, you start tugging on somebody's heartstrings, and it makes it easy. And I'll tell you, both of these clients that I talked to, they still went forward against my advice and gave scammers money because they were convinced that these were real people. I even had one person, I did a three-way call with the sheriff of Macon, and I did another call with the person from the Better Business Bureau, and they said, if you give this person your money, you will never see it again. And they were 100% convinced that they were legit. Sent them the money, and they walked to my office 3 weeks later and said, jeez, you're never going to believe what happened. And I said, let me guess. This person took, and I even talked on the phone with this scammer, with the client in my office.
Wow.
And said, you're not a real person. And I mean, it was just a disaster, but this lady could not see beyond it. And she sent the guy like $60,000.
Wow. Well, it's a great example, though, Lee, because everything, it's very easy to fall for this. It's not like it's only targeted at dumb people or only dumb people fall for it. I mean, there's been many times, and I know you probably have seen this too, where, man, you've convinced yourself this looks 100% legitimate. I don't know how it's not. And it's so easy to fall into that trap. But that's why we're trying to make you aware of these things.
Yeah, it really is. And so I would tell any of our listeners out there, if there is something that comes across your world, whether it's your desk or your phone or your text or anything like that, if it sounds too good to be true, be suspicious. And I would tell you, let somebody with a second set of eyes take a look at it and get their opinion before you take any action or before you give anybody any money or give them any of your information or whatever it is. And many of our listeners know that for years, my wife and I owned a Cold Stone Creamery ice cream franchise. We owned it for about 13 years. Well, my manager called me one day and said that Georgia Power was on the phone and they were demanding that I give them like $1,800. They said I didn't pay the power bill. And if I didn't pay this $1,800 in the next 30 minutes, they were going to cut power off to the building. Well, power to the building of an ice cream store is very important. So my manager was ready to give this scammer my credit card information to pay the bill. So I got on a three-way call with the scammer, and I'd already called Georgia Power just to make sure there wasn't a mix-up in the my payment. And they're like, "No, you're fine." I get on the phone with the scammer. I said, "Can you tell me what my account number is?" And I knew the account number. And he said, "This is what he said." He said, "Your account number is 8675RF." And I said, "What's the RF stand for?" He said, "Red flag." And he's trying to sound as official as he possibly could. But I was like, "Okay, dude." I said, "All right, you're a scammer. No money for you today. Try somebody else." And I hung up. And then I had to remind my manager that nobody is going to call up and need money in 30 minutes or something's going to happen. So, yeah. And another thing, all the time you hear people fall victim to these scammers and they're asking you to pay for give them some type of money. It's really a ransom is what it is. Give them money and gift cards or something like that. Legitimate companies are never going to ask for you to give them money and gift cards. But people do it all day. And these things work, so they keep doing it. Hey folks, Lee Perkins here. I wanted to tell you about our brand new book called Next Phase, How to Retire in a Year or Less Without Regrets. It's all about helping you prepare for the next phase of your life, whatever that looks like for you. So, if you're ready to make the most of your next phase, or if you're already retired and aren't sure you're doing all you can to get the most out of your retirement, then you'll want a copy of this book. All you have to do is text Next Phase to 478-475-2050, and we'll send you a copy right away. You can also access additional resources and register for one of our upcoming workshops at our website, www.myretirementclarity.com. Thanks for listening. Now back to the show.
Lee, let's talk about just some ways to spot these scams, and you've kind of pointed out a few of them, but what are some other things you would tell people to help them recognize when these things are happening?
Well, like I say, if it seems too good to be true, have a second set of eyes on it. No immediate action needs to take place. If there's something that is a huge sense of urgency that you have to take some action right now, that's usually a red flag for some type of scam thing. So some things that you can do, we hear, make sure you use strong passwords. Passwords are like the bane of my existence. I can't stand having to create a new password for everything. And so for years, even the first few years here in business, we kept a spreadsheet with a master spreadsheet of password, usernames and passwords, and then we password protected that. But we are beyond that because now there are all different kind of softwares and tools that you can use. LastPass is a new one. They're basically a software that you can use to store everything in, and you can have one big master password, and then you can populate on whatever website. So do that. That's, I highly recommend that. Not necessarily LastPass, but there's a bunch of different ones. It's going to cost you $5 or $7 a month, but be willing. I would tell you, be willing to spend money on this. I'd also tell you to know how to lock your credit card accounts and your bank accounts, and you can just log on. There should be a toggle switch that says "Lock My Account." You can do that, and it's important for you to learn how to do that before something happens. it's really, really important. Don't wait until something happens need to do it, because then it may wind up being too late. So yeah, just a couple things that you could do there. Have a second set of eyes, look at it.
All right, well, let's go a step further. Again, we want to provide people some guidance on what they can do to protect themselves beyond just spotting these red flags. So I know you mentioned some of the password stuff. Is there anything else, Lee, that you'd say, hey, this is a great kind of step to take to make sure you're doing the most you can to protect yourself?
Yeah. So if you are an older person, and I'm not going to define that for you, because the definition of older person seems to increase as I become an older person. I used to think the people that were 40 were old, and now I don't think that people are 60 are old.
Right.
And once I get 60, I'm not going to think people that are 70 are old. It's just kind of a moving target. But you know, just know you're going to be a victim. If you see something, tell one of your kids, have them take a look at it. Have a relationship with your bank or your credit card company. I tell my clients to tell us if you receive something that doesn't look on the up and up. Have somebody look at it and give you a second opinion. Some people ask, are the credit monitoring services and identity theft protection services, are those worth it? I would tell you that people who use it, who have that and have had incidences happen, they'll tell you it's the best money that they've ever spent. Because if your identity has ever been stolen, it is from what I understand, I've never had mine stolen yet, it is a full-time job for somebody to get all that squared away. So just make sure you do that. And also, if you do fall victim, don't be embarrassed. It has happened. I can promise you it has happened to much smarter people than you. So there's nothing to be ashamed of. So if it has happened, just learn from it and don't let that happen again. So just be uber suspicious about everything. And, you know, clients of ours, again, I can't tell you how many times a month I get documents from my clients to say, hey, is this legit or not? And I can tell them, you know, again, just that second set of eyes is super, super important.
All right, Lee. Well, let's kind of put a bow on the conversation and finish it off with this, because we're going to continue running into these issues as technology evolves. We're going to continue to find new scams that we're not aware of. And, you know, there's going to be a time where somebody falls victim to this. It's the reason why they keep going, because people are falling victim. So if someone does think they've been a victim of a scam, what do you suggest they do? Is it something they reach out to you? Is there somewhere else they should go right away? What do you suggest?
Well, so I do recommend that you reach out to your financial advisor and tell them, but maybe even before that, call the credit bureau. First, maybe call your bank, lock your accounts, lock your credit card accounts. If you've got investment brokerage accounts, retirement accounts, lock those. My client who allowed the supposed Microsoft person into her account for 2 days, it's one of the first things we did. We put an alert on her account. No money can go out of this account until we get this cleaned up. You can also go to the credit bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, all Equifax. Go to those and let them know of the issue that you're going through, and they can basically lock your credit at that point. Some people will ask, well, hey, do I need to lock my credit? Just keep it locked unless I'm going to apply for a loan or something like that. I think that's probably overkill. Not sure that's necessary, but just know how to do that. Keep those numbers handy and be able to flip that switch if something ever happens.
All right, great stuff as always. Again, you can get in touch with Lee over the phone at 478-254-3550 or schedule a meeting directly online by going to talkwithjlp.com. Again, talkwithjlp.com. All right, Lee, well, great conversation. I know one that we need to make people aware of, and, you know, who knows, maybe do a future episode as the scams evolve and change. But being aware of these things, doing the most you can to protect yourself is the step you need to take as soon as possible, and just protect everything you work so hard for, so we don't have to have any more of these stories like Marjorie or people you've worked with, Lee, where we hear these life savings being erased in no time. So thanks for taking us through everything today.
Yep, absolutely. Good show. Hopefully this topic has been helpful for folks. A little bit outside the norm of what we usually talk about, but I hope it's helpful.
Yeah, if it helped one person today, it was worth doing the show. So thanks for the time, Lee, and thank you for listening to My Retirement Clarity. We'll be back with a new episode soon, so stay tuned.
Hey there, Lee Perkins here. If you're like a lot of folks, you've been listening to this podcast for a long time now. But I've got an important question for you. Have you implemented any of the ideas that we've discussed on the show? If you haven't, what are you waiting on? You know you're not getting any younger. So here's my challenge. Don't just consume the content. Our number one goal for this podcast is to help you close the gap between what you know and what you implement. So if you're ready to implement, take that first step today and visit www.talkwithjlp.com and schedule a 15-minute phone call with one of our advisors, and we'll help you close the gap between what you know and what you implement so you can enjoy the next phase of your life. Now is your time. Don't procrastinate any longer.
Investment advisory services are offered by J.L. Perkins Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor and insurance agency. Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, legal, or investment advice. Always consult with a qualified tax, legal, or investment professional before taking any action.